Welcome, Lovebird. You're listening to the Lauren of Love podcast, recorded by me, your host, Lauren Eliz Love. I am so deeply honored to be here with you and to help you move one step closer to creating your dream life simply by listening to this show. I'm a spiritual mentor, a master in the art of self-healing, and the creator and founder of an online transformation program called Heal. Since 2012, I have been on my own journey of self-healing my way to true happiness. I quit my corporate job to grow a successful $700,000 a year business. I ended an abusive marriage to find my true soulmate. I overcame drug addiction, mental illness, and severe chronic health challenges. And I released my trauma to come home to my true self-love. My life has truly transformed, and now it's your turn. On this show, I'm going to be sharing all of the medicine that has helped me create the life of my dreams so that you can create yours. If you can feel it, you can heal it, and you can change anything in your life. This podcast is a safe space for you to do just that, to learn what needs to be learned, to see what needs to be seen, and to feel what you need to feel so that you can have a life beyond your wildest dreams. Your desires are your destiny. And you are the person you have been waiting for to make them happen. Here on the Lauren of Love podcast, we are going to dive deep into a study of self-mastery. On the show, you will learn about how to self-heal your life, how to deepen your relationship with spirit, and how to truly embody and reclaim your power. This podcast is a safe space for us to explore the deep inner workings of self-mastery and helping you expand, grow, evolve, and become the best version of yourself. I believe in you, I am here for you, and you got this. Now let's dive in. Hello, my gorgeous lovebirds, my soul family, my star seeds. Welcome back to the Lauren of Love podcast. So happy to be here with you guys. If you're listening on this show, you are a woman who is dedicated to growing herself, to creating more health and happiness, healing her life, healing her body, healing her mind. Maybe even you are not a woman. Hello, welcome. You are so welcome here. Dropping in with you guys this morning, drinking my matcha from a beautiful ceramic cup. It's all about the cup, right? If you like, you have a really good cup and you can like Instagram it, it's like legit. So, oh my gosh, you guys, I have so much to talk to you about, and I'm probably not going to record a complicated intro. I think we're just going to drive right through this and drop right in, because today's medicine is super powerful and it gets me really excited to share and show up. Plus, I have like 40 minutes before I gotta hit the road to go drop my car off. I have to, oh man, I gotta go do human adult things. I gotta get my car serviced. I'm trying this new thing today. I'll just share this really quick. I'm trying this new thing where like I can go do something that maybe I've been programmed to believe is really like annoying or a pain in the ass, like going to the DMV, right? Thank God. It's an oil change, but it's like a 5-hour service because I'm at my 40,000 miles. But I'm trying this new thing where like, okay, if there's something that is like daunting or low vibration or feels like, I gotta do that, like how can I actually have this experience and be in this experience from the most aligned perspective? Like how can I actually make this really joyful and very exciting and something I look forward to? So I'm doing that today, and I figured it would be a great opportunity to jump on and to share today's deep dive conversation with you guys right before I hit the road, because we're talking about a concept here that came through to me last night that I believe to be the most powerful shifting opportunity in my healing journey. And I'm really excited about it. If you guys listened to last week's episode, you know that July was like a really difficult initiation of lots and lots of learnings. I literally felt I was telling my students inside of the HEAL program, my life transformation program just started. It's called HEAL. I've been running this now for a year and a half, and our final round of 2022 just started last night. And I was talking to all these sisters on the call, and I was like, did anybody else feel like July was like a roller coaster? Like, it literally felt to me like I, at the end of July, woke up out of a coma after a really crazy car crash, and the universe was like, July's over now. And I was like, what? Like, where? What happened? Like, what happened? There was so much I needed to process and so much I needed to clear. And last night I was doing this really deep, beautiful cleansing ritual. I shared it on my Instagram. If we are not friends, let's connect. Lord of Love is my handle over on IG. And I showed up to do this cleansing ritual, and I was like, I gotta just one final sweep. We opened up the HEAL program portal. We set our prayers, we set our intentions, and I just was like, I have one final release to do. And I wrote out and let go of all these things that I have been holding on to, just like, gosh, like bullshit, just like stupid things that I just knew were not serving me, relationships with certain people, patterns, habits. I just let it all go in this really long list of like all the things I was letting go of. And I ripped it up and I burnt it up. And then when it was done, last night I got to bury those ashes on the earth. And so I took cedar from my grandparents' house that I had brought. Cedar is like a really sacred plant medicine. It's one of our plant medicine allies and teachers. And I work with cedar a lot in like blessings and offerings for the earth and for my ancestors when I'm struggling with something or when I'm trying to heal. It's like you make an offering to the land with cedar, dried cedar. And I literally harvested this cedar from my grandmother's house when I said goodbye to her. She went off to leave. Grandma's house is going up for sale. So anyway, I had this cedar that was really special, and I got to bury the ashes of everything I let go of with that cedar. And I stood on the land and I cried and I danced and I howled and I did all this just ritual work that was so helpful for me. And then when I got back, I had this really profound breakthrough around what I have been carrying. And I'm going to share today's content with you. I hope it really speaks to you and inspires you and really opens up the dialogue of what actually is going on when we are in a low vibration and what is actually happening in our energetic field that we have the power to control and master. I think, you know, I'm just going to say this really quickly, because if you've been following me this week, if you guys are sticking around for the week ahead, I have a new 5-day free series that I've just opened up called Abundance in Alignment. And this is a 5-day master series specifically for entrepreneurs, light workers, healers, coaches, mentors, teachers who are growing businesses and really want to create a wide variety of abundance, multiple channels of abundance, but want to be able to do this from an aligned space. This is a 5-day free series I created. You can go to lordoflove.com/abundance. And I'm just speaking to this really quickly. The series starts in 2 weeks. I'm just going to pull up my calendar so I can give you guys dates here. The week of August 22nd, I believe. I might be wrong, but that's actually true. August 22nd week, we're going to be running the 5-day free series. And just speaking to anybody out there who is on the path of entrepreneurship, you know that entrepreneurship is a spiritual game. And you know that when your energy is off, when you're not feeling empowered, when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or burnt out or not good enough, those energies alter our channel of abundance. Time and time again, we've seen it happen. And I share that because what I want you to understand and know to be true is that when we can harness the belief that we are fully capable of holding empowered, aligned, confident frequencies, and we rewrite these stories that say, oh, I just like have this pattern of being insecure, or I just have this process of feeling not good enough all the time, and I don't know how to break it. If we could strip back the stories that this is who we are, and we could step into a belief system that actually is supportive of what we want, that says, hey, actually, like, I'm capable of being confident and happy and empowered a lot. And I'm actually capable of feeling good about myself frequently. And I am not somebody who has this deep wounded pattern. I am actually somebody who believes she is divine and believes she is empowered and believes she is sacred and believes she can have everything that she wants in her life. And if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, but Lauren, how do I actually feel that way? Well, today we are going to take one step closer to that outcome, to stripping back the layers. So here's what I'm going to say. First, if you are an entrepreneur, a business person, a light worker, a teacher, healer, take a minute for a second. Go sign up for that free 5-day series. It is 5 days of video trainings called Abundance in Alignment. I'm going to teach you. Guys, I've been an entrepreneur for 7 years. I've learned a lot, and I've been able to go from being an entrepreneur who was stressed, burnt out, and broke to being somebody who is aligned, magnetic, profitable, in flow, in her feminine. And I really want to share the medicine of everything I've learned with you guys on, like, not just how to create wealth and freedom, but how to actually create wealth and freedom. Because we know wealth and freedom, it's not just about the dollar. It's not just about getting to a place where you're like, oh, I make X amount of dollars a year and now I'm free. This is like, we have to learn at the base, at the core, how to harness and hold our energy, our abundance, our prosperity, our worthiness. And so this 5-day free series is going to be so helpful for any of you guys. I have not run a business-related 5-day series in probably 2 years. I've taken 2 years off. So I got so much medicine to share with you guys. It's really simple. Go sign up for this free series. You got nothing to lose. LaurenOfLove.com/abundance. Okay, really easy. LaurenOfLove.com/abundance. This is a 5-day training and it starts August 22nd. So that's step one. Step two, shifting your vibration, coming into your power, activating your ability to be in a good frequency. Dive into today's episode. We're going to be talking about infiltration, toxic energy, depression, and empaths. So if any of that language speaks to your soul, get ready for a good deep dive. All right, here we go. I was sitting with this thought yesterday, and maybe you've had this thought before. This is a common thought that comes through for probably every single student in my HEAL program. And if it is something that you have thought or felt frequently, I invite you to listen to this entire episode so that you can rewrite your perspective on this. So here's what happened. I was sitting down. I had just done this deep clearing ritual that I talked to you guys about in the intro of this episode. And I was feeling this awareness of this story that I have carried and held on to for quite a while. And this story says that there is something wrong with me that I can't correct my bad habits. And maybe this thought has come to you in certain ways where you're like, man, I just really want to be somebody who takes great care of my health and I just can't crack this habit. Or I really want to be somebody who is wealthy and empowered and profitable And I just keep self-sabotaging. I can't stay committed. And I was thinking about these stories that we tell ourselves, that we subscribe to, that create more of that reality in our life. And I was asking myself, is it really true that, like, I, in my innate essence, in my core being of who I am, that I am this type of person that just was born and is with this inability to actually correct the patterns and the self-sabotaging behavior that keep coming up? Now, I'm going to explain this to you really quickly before we open up the new perspective of all of this. I've been on a healing journey now in my life for quite a while. If you guys have been following me, you know that 2 years ago, I went to Sedona for a 8 month intensive, 7 8 month intensive, sat with plant medicine over and over and over again because I was struggling with complete lack of fulfillment, complete burnout, chronic illness, so severe I couldn't walk. I also struggled with binge eating, and I struggled with smoking, and I struggled with alcohol, and like a lot of things I've been able to correct and change and move to new wellness around. Yay, so beautiful. But I'm a human being and I'm healing layer by layer by layer by layer. And these patterns and these ways of being, whether it's how we have a relationship with alcohol or how we have a relationship with food or how we have a relationship with our mind and our internal thought patterns, we are here to learn. And so the universe will bring us lessons. And I just got out of this really big, deep, intensive experience in July. And in July, I had these patterns kind of come back where I was eating for emotional comfort, numbing myself out, right? Numbing, 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 like hardcore. And I was feeling the urge to drink and to smoke. And I'm like, all right, hello. Hello, old signs. Hello, old patterns. And after I did all this healing and clearing work in July, and then last night, burning everything away, I started to look at how I related to some of the choices that I had made during my difficult month. Now, a lot of us, we go through difficult times, right? And we go through seasons where we maybe overeat or overindulge or disrespect ourselves or stress ourselves out or have negative thoughts. And this whole time, I have been playing this story that says, this is just who you are. This is just how you cope. You are a person who is depressed. You are a person who has emotional patterns she can't seem to correct. You are a person who has food addiction that you just can't correct. You are, you are, you are. This is who you are. And those belief systems started to rise last night for me to look at, to really sit with and ask myself, is this actually really true? Am I actually somebody who in my innate being, circling back to this question, now you have all the information here. Am I really somebody in my innate being who is wounded? Who has these stories? And I started to really explore this and sit with how every single time I indulged in my own old behavior, where I got depressed, or I had a food addiction, or a coping mechanism start to surface, or moments where I felt really empowered, but then something happened where I didn't and I fell off. I started to feel depressed or sad, not good enough, unworthy. Is it me that constantly just creates that reality? Or is it the fact that maybe perhaps I'm not integrating with my reality in a high-serving way? And it's not necessarily me in my core essence that is with a pattern I can't solve, a deep wound I can't correct. Actually, maybe I just need to learn how to be a better human and how to interact with the world with solid boundary and to not allow what is moving through my 3D externally to shape shift or alter how I feel internally without my permission. And this was like a huge realization because when I was sitting down with my journal, I'm like, whoa, actually, the issue is that I'm getting infiltrated. And that was the word that came up, infiltration. I want to talk to you guys about that today. We are so sensitive. We are truly sensitive beings. If you are a light worker, a healer, if you are a spiritual woman, if you are a sensitive being, you know just how hard things can feel emotionally. You know, I look at my husband, he's so funny. He said to me, he's like, Lauren, you give too many people too much space in your mind. And when things happen to him, he's just like, oh, okay. And he lets it like roll off. But like light workers, intuitive beings, spiritual beings, we are so energetically sensitive that we often allow experiences to infiltrate, to come into our energetic space, to alter our way of being. We are programmed and trained in this 3D reality. This is what I want you to understand so clearly. We are programmed and trained in this 3D reality to be reactive, responsive beings. Okay? We are constantly taught to react and to respond to what is happening in our 3D world. We are very rarely taught to cultivate, to embody, to energetically activate from within what it is we want without. This is a backwards approach that really creates so much disempowerment. And we're taught, okay, when the bank account is low, allow your stress infiltrated into your being. When you see the news media and it stresses you out and worries you, infiltration. When a friend says something that maybe is hurtful because she's hurting, or a person has an opinion of you that's really actually just a trigger, we often allow all those things to infiltrate our energetic space. And when we are infiltrated, we are not in our power. And when we are not in our power, we make choices that indulge and fuel the fire of that low vibrational frequency. So here's what happens. We go through an experience. It pisses us off. It stresses us out. It overwhelms us. And then we start to get these feelings of what I like to describe as earworms. Like it's an earworm. Like you're constantly hearing a negative thought over and over and over and over in your head. Maybe this starts with you seeing the bank account or having a friend say something negative or stepping on the scale and seeing a number you don't like or watching the news media, whatever it is. We get infiltrated with this low vibrational frequency. And then when that starts to work through us, we are constantly thinking low vibrational thoughts. And when we are constantly thinking low vibrational thoughts, we want to so desperately get out of our brains and our minds and our bodies. So what do? We want to eat, we want to drink, we want to sleep. Depression. What if all of these patterns of behavior were actually you trying to cope with the fact that you were working with a lot of energy that was not yours, and it did not feel good? This is infiltration. And this concept was so record-breaking to me because I've been talking about this for a while. If you are in my study of the HEAL program, my 6-month life transformation program, I talk about it all the time. We just started our final round of that program. And what I have in that method, that HEAL method, that 12-week immersion that we walk through, there's a whole week where we study and understand working with emotions, working with energy, working with frequency. Because what ends up happening for a lot of us is that we receive energy at us, whether that's a person's toxic behavior, a man who makes a rude comment or makes us uncomfortable, a family member that says something nasty or behaves a certain way that pisses us off. And we get this energy, we see this energy around us, and that toxic energy gets projected into our energetic space. And then when it's in our energetic space, we start to distort that frequency, take it on, and then repeat it almost robotically, almost subconsciously, almost unaware. We are so often numb and turned off to the awareness of the fact that other people's energy affects us, but it's also something that we have the right to say no to. And I was writing this out of my journal yesterday. I have my journal up here because I wanted to share some of these things with you. I had this process last night, writing things out and being so aware that there was this energy of a fire or a lion, this like raging boundary that I've never had before, because I've always been the person that's like so heart open, and that hasn't always served me because I've been so heart open and so sensitive that I take everything personally on. I may not take everything personally consciously, like I'm like, all right, you're having a bad day, I get it. But I feel it and I let it affect me and I let it take on, this intensity within my being. And then I just want to shut it off. I just want it to go away. And so I'll cope with these behaviors. But last night I could feel it was like this fiery lioness. And the message I got, obviously, it's Leo season, Lion Gate is here, right? It's closing up as we release this episode. But just this permission that came through of like, we deserve to be fiery. We deserve to be the lioness that roars to protect, that is in sacred protection and rage of like, no, I will not allow this. No, I will not let this in. No, I will not subscribe to this story. No, I will not have this thought. And we got to be clear, like, this is hard work to rewrite the patterns of infiltration of being so open that we're like allowing everything to affect us. Just this morning, I was pouring my matcha. I was getting everything ready for my day. I woke up at 6 a.m. and I was like, wow, it's the first day. And like the whole time I've been back home from my big long trip last month. And I'm waking up early. Yeah, this is great. And I was feeling good and I was feeling happy. And then as I started to pour my coffee or my matcha, I started to think about something that annoyed me. And it came out of nowhere. It was the pattern of being annoyed. And this is like something that, man, I grew up with. My mom was always annoyed about something. And so I have this infiltration of her frequency, right? Very aware. Very aware. And this little annoying thought, I started to then recognize and observe that this little annoying thought, this one little thing that I was thinking about somebody else that was annoying to me, I was like annoyed about her, pissing her off. I was like, ah, I was pissed off. I started to notice that I wasn't just thinking about that. I then started to think about all the other reasons why I was pissed off. And then I started to feel this low vibe. And I started to feel this exhaustion. And then I started to feel, and this all happened in the span of like 5 minutes. And then I started to feel a need for like energy because I felt weak. I felt like something was taking over me. And I realized, whoa, this is the universe now teaching me the study of infiltration in like a record-breaking moment so that I could share this with my community. And so that infiltration, that low vibrational frequency, you got to recognize that low vibrational frequency takes up twice as much energy. So it's why we feel like we need to sleep more. It's not depression, right? It's infiltration. And it's why we need to eat more because we're in that low frequency and we're trying to grasp for energy and we're trying to escape it and get out of our bodies and not feel this way. So what do we do? Right? What do we do? Well, this is the really cool thing I just want to say is like, first and foremost, great job. This is cool. It's not yours. The only thing that is yours is the fact that you have not learned how to protect your boundaries. That's it. That's it. That is the only thing happening. If you are a entrepreneur, a light worker, a healer, a coach, a teacher, a businesswoman, right? You have a purpose in the world, and you go out and you do not know how to protect your energy to be in your highest power. Girl, you know how that affects you. You know how that makes an impact. So we have to first remove the storyline that this is something that's wrong with us, that, oh, I'm just this person that's like really depressed a lot and I get triggered really easily and I have food addictions and I have pattern. No. No. Ready? Perspective I invite you to sink into. I am somebody who is really energetically sensitive and I need to learn how to protect my energy. Case in point. Case in point. I need to learn how to do this. So let me share with you guys really quick. I wrote out in this journal, recognizing that a lot of what has been happening in my healing journey in this particular season is about rewriting a trauma response. And I want to share this component of infiltration with you because I think it's like a really important concept. So, like, taking a breath here, like, how do I want to word this? You know, like, let me make sure this is as strong as I can make it. I have a pattern I'm aware it has been showing up in my life. I don't have a pattern. I am noticing a pattern has been showing up in my life and my behavior. Where I will feel really empowered over and over and over and over and over again, this shows up. I will feel happy, healthy, vibrant, alive, connected, empowered, sensual, feminine, all the things. And then something happens and it sends me down a spiral. The infiltration starts small, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I go into this really heavy place. And then I gotta be like, all right, I gotta pull myself out of it. Gotta get out of this rut. Gotta get back to my power. And every time it's like that reclamation, right? Reclamation. But the trauma response that I'm noticing is that coming back into my power and coming back into my confidence feels unsafe because that's where I was when I got hurt. That's the frequency I was in when things started to dip. And this is like if I go back and I look at like my whole life, it's been every single trauma that I've experienced has come at a moment where I was actually feeling pretty solid, right? And the journey of wanting to climb back up into that empowerment is really, really hard. And the journey of correcting that behavior, it has been a slow and steady shift for me. And what I'll share is that this cycle of having things look this way can be healed, can be completed. What you have to do is be able to receive the experience that maybe necessarily would cause you to dip down or shy away or step into. It's like that particular moment, whatever the moment is, I know my moment from July, right? I know my very specific moment. If I look back, I could see, oh, this is where I fell off of my empowerment and fell into my insecurity and then indulged in this infiltration that kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And because I can see this moment, I now am aware that the next time this happens, I have new tools and new awareness around what I do not allow myself to take personally. It's like, you know, here we're in a study, right? So if this has been something that has been going on for you for a while, it's probably come up in layers. I'll give you some examples. Maybe for you, your infiltration is around food. And you notice that when you are infiltrated, one of the things you want to do is eat, right? Maybe you notice your infiltration is around depression, where when you're infiltrated, you get really sad or you get really tired. You get like you really want to sleep and you just feel hopeless, right? You have all these negative thoughts. However your infiltration shows up, it's here to teach you. It's here to show you where your boundaries are not strong. So the first step is just to say, hey, thank you, infiltration. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for showing me. Point number one, this is not actually about me. Just got to learn to have better boundaries. And then what happens is that cycle will repeat itself over and over and over again for you to learn the lessons. So maybe your family member makes a nasty comment and that's what sets you off. Or a friend has a negative thing to say about you. Or the man at the grocery store. Whatever it is, it has medicine for you. Do you see it? Are you able to look at these experiences and not subscribe to the story of like, man, life is just so toxic and people are just assholes and I just got to protect my energy? No. Can we actually subscribe to a different story that says this experience that feels really hard has medicine? And for me, the experiences that I look at for July that were infiltrations were all centered around projections of others. And I realized, wow, this theme of what's coming up for me is actually teaching me, because I've never been in an infiltration before where I got all these projections over and over and over and over again. My responsibility in this experience is to say, wow, I see how I indulged in that belief system that was being projected onto me, and I see how I allowed my open energy to create an infiltration in my body, and I see how that created a lot of suffering for me, and I see that my thought patterns were a result of that infiltration, that low frequency that I was taking on, that toxic energy. And now, the next time something like this happens, where I receive a projection, and this is where everything started to complete for me, and I moved out of this cycle, I said to myself, okay, the next time this happens, I get to choose different. And sure enough, at the end of July, I got a projection I got to say no to. I got to stand up and say, hey, actually, bullshit. Not true. Not taking this on. And that was the first time that I allowed myself to lovingly protect like the lioness. And from that moment, everything in my energetic field started to shift. Slowly over time, I felt empowered. I felt clear. I felt without the heaviness because I was able to choose again. And that's the opportunity of the infiltration, is to say, hey, I get to choose different. I see a pattern. I get to choose different. So maybe your pattern is like you are constantly infiltrated by the energy of lack, the energy of scarcity, the energy of there not being enough. Or it could be related to your career and your purpose. You're like, I have this infiltration where I constantly feel like my job sucks, like I'm constantly unhappy, like I constantly have something to complain about, right? These are all infiltrations. They're not actually you. They're energies that are coming in, creeping into your 3D. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, now you know. You have an opportunity to correct, first and foremost. Second, if that pattern is coming up for you, I really invite you to sign up for that Abundance in Alignment Master Series, okay? laurenoflove.com/abundance. It's free. It's 5 days. I'm going to teach you more in depth how to correct and change and shift this perspective out of suffering and into empowerment, where you feel totally aligned in your purpose, your power, your confidence, your knowing, your embodiment. Another really great thing that I've found to be very, very helpful as you go and sign up, laurenoflove.com/abundance, is recognizing that my study is to not have a lazy mind. This is something my teacher says to me that's so true. He said, Lauren, don't have a lazy mind. And sometimes I'll have such a lazy mind that I'll forget that. But really, what this means is like we need to know how to use this mind to our advantage. And part of that is having a study of creating more presence in your life. Because when we are infiltrated, it often happens when we are not present with ourselves and we are like falling off of our empowerment by focusing on either the future, the past, what other people think, whether or not there's enough, whether or not I get what I want. All of this is storyline that we're curious about in our minds. But if we come to our present moment and we come to who we are and where we are right now, we see the world differently and we feel differently and we tend to ourselves with more care and more attention because we are not distracted by the storylines of what's happening around us. So we need to learn how to be more present, to not have a lazy mind. We also need to recognize that these stories are so woven into our 3D reality. They are so woven into our ancestral line. Insecurity, doubt, worry, taking on other people's opinions, worrying about what other people think. These are stories that existed way before y'all were born, way before we were here. So they're not you. They are totally separate. Will you choose not to subscribe to them? Will you choose to be in your power? Every single time something happens in your 3D reality, I want you to really think about this. When you find yourself reacting to what's happening around you, reacting to judgment, reacting to worry, reacting to stress, you take a breath and you simply ask yourself, do I want to subscribe to this? Is subscribing to this going to serve me in the path of harnessing how I really want to be? Okay. Am I going to learn that maybe these are things that I do not need to subscribe to? So I wrote this down in my journal today. I just wanted to share this with you. I wrote this list as an exercise of like what my knowings and what my learnings are in this particular season. I like to really take space to journal out and be clear on like what are the learnings and the knowings of what I'm taking away right now in this season of my life. I'm learning how to support myself and how to actually do that, right? That's a big part of what's coming through. I am learning that everything is divinely unfolding for me and that I am blessed even when it feels like I'm not. I'm learning that my job is to fall more deeply in love with my life and to create a life that feels so good. And that's it. I'm learning to be present with myself and to stop allowing what everyone else is doing, how everyone else is living, how everyone else is acting and feeling to dictate how I feel. If you've ever seen someone on Instagram living the life of your dreams and suddenly you feel triggered, angry, frustrated, hard on yourself, shaming yourself, right? This is an infiltration. My job is to just be present with myself, to create a life I love, to not subscribe to the stories that other people are putting out there, to focus on my own desires, my own outcomes, wants, and needs, and to know that everything else is a distraction. Finally, I wrote down, what am I subscribing to that is a distraction? What are you subscribing to that's a distraction? My family is so annoying. Distraction. I never have enough money. Distraction. I never get my needs met by my husband. Distraction. Because all of these stories, I'm not good enough. Nothing I ever do is good enough. I can never have what I want. Distraction, distraction, distraction. These are distractions because when you follow those storylines, all you get is more suffering. So the next time you find a storyline popping up in your 3D, you take a moment and get clear with yourself and ask the question, can I discover the way to everything I want for myself when I give this storyline energy? Can I discover the way to everything I want for myself when I give this storyline energy? And if the answer is no, you let that shit go. Because in order for us to create the outcomes that we want for our life, the happiness, the success, the abundance, the freedom, the love, we have to choose storylines that create more of that frequency. So when you have a thought because somebody has annoyed you and you're thinking of them and they're pissing you off and you're suddenly feeling sad, and you tell yourself this story, you say, oh my God, this person is so horrible. This person is so bad. How dare they? You pause with awareness to know that this is an infiltration that goes sideways if you don't pause to correct it. And you stop and you ask, what is this story? I'm feeding the storyline that everybody else is terrible and nobody loves me and nobody takes care of me and nobody's nice to me. Does this storyline actually bring me towards what it is that I want? Probably not. So what's a new storyline? And today, in my trigger, in my infiltration, observing this pattern that so inspired this podcast, I had a moment where I got to actually send that person a ton of love and say, I am so sorry you are hurting. I am so sorry you are suffering. I am so sorry you're going through things that are challenging. But I do not subscribe. I do not subscribe. And we all have that choice. So I hope this helped you today. You know, being empowered is so important. It's like the storyline that we are going to create for ourselves. We have to be really fucking intentional about what that storyline is. And anything beyond empowerment or love can really fuck with us. And I don't ever want to be in that frequency again. So I really felt a call to record this episode for you guys today. Look, the art of learning how to be empowered, it's such a study. And it's one of the most important studies we can go on this journey of being human. I really invite you guys, for everybody who has a purpose in the world, who wants to heal their relationship with money, who wants to heal their relationship with the infiltrations, toxic energy, and depression related to abundance and creating success. Just a final close reminder, come sign up for that Abundance in Alignment Master Series. You can go to laurenoflove.com/abundance. It's 5 days free trainings delivered right to your inbox on the 5 blocks of what stops us from actually being abundant and having prosperity and our purpose and our mission. Like I mentioned in today's episode, this is the first time I'm actually running a free 5-day series around business and money. In 2 years, I've learned so much. I am so grateful. I'm going to share more about my story of entrepreneurship probably on the next episode of the show. And I'm so, so grateful that I get to be an entrepreneur and I get to share my medicine with the world and take time for self-healing and travel and space with my husband because I have healed my relationship with abundance and with success and with business. And I'm really looking forward to sharing all of that medicine with you. It's been a wild ride the last 2 years of not talking about entrepreneurship, and I'm feeling ready, feeling the itch to open up that container. Because guys, if I could like flow for 2 years, discovering my soul's purpose, healing myself, traveling, like anybody can do this. Anybody can have this freedom. And I want to share those tricks and tips and studies and medicine with all of you guys. So laurenoflove.com/abundance. You can go check it out. And thank you guys so much for listening on this show. Don't forget to share on Instagram. I love seeing you guys also as well. My handle is Lauren of Love. And with that, we'll sign off for today's episode. Love you so much. Catch you on the next one. Hey sister, don't go anywhere just yet. I have a free offer for you as a gift for being a beautiful lovebird listener of this show. I want to give any student who leaves a review on this podcast a beautiful free gift, the 6 Laws of Wealth audio series. If you're creating prosperity, abundance, health freedom, financial freedom, this audio training series is going to shift and propel you into a new perspective of creating prosperity and wealth in your life. It's really simple. To receive this free offer, all you have to do is leave a review on the podcast, write up some comments about how you feel this show has helped you, and when you're done, take a screenshot of that review and email our team. You can go to hello@laurenoflove.com and just share in an attached file a screenshot of your review. We'll respond back and give you a link to sign up for that free series, the 6 Laws of Wealth audio training. It is a beautiful, jam-packed study, and I'm so honored to give you that gift for free. So again, just leave a review, write some love notes about how this podcast has changed your life, and take a screenshot, send it to us at hello@laurenoflove.com, and we'll respond back with your free access to the 6 Laws of Wealth audio series. I look forward to seeing your review, and I am so excited to share this series with you for free. Enjoy, guys, and I'll see you on the next show.